Over to you, Sally.
Thanks very much, Rob. I only just heard what you were saying there, but did you say that line about me qualifying in the last century?
I don't think I said that.
Oh. Good-o. What I have realised is I actually practice law about 10 miles away from Mark Evans, so I'm now marginally paranoid that hopefully I was getting all my conveyancing transactions right. Also, I did quite a lot of agricultural law as well as residential conveyancing, practising in deepest, darkest Cheshire. I think Rob's given you a quick intro. I am not a practising lawyer anymore. I now spend my time looking at technology and how we can build out new systems that support both estate agents and lawyers with regards to improving outcomes for all of our clients. I'm going to hand over now. Jo, do you want to tell us a bit about yourself and your background?
Yes, well, for 33 years, I was a property lawyer. It nearly killed me, literally. So I had to do a bit of a pivot. I sorted my health out, retrained as a health coach, and that's part of my business now. But I've also spent years in the property world, so working closely with agents and lawyers, including the brilliant team where I am now at North Residential. So for me, it is all about collaboration. So in my coaching work, I help busy people, mainly lawyers like you, who are brilliant at what you do, but you're starting to feel the strain. So I support them to retain and regain their health, their energy, their resilience, so you don't have to leave the law like I did, so you can learn to love it and survive it with your health intact. So really for me, whether it is working together professionally or looking after yourself personally, that's what I'm here to support.
Thanks, and Vicky, over to you.
Yes, I'm Vicky. I am a senior associate at Switch, which is the Shoesmiths brand for conveyancing. I've done conveyancing for 25 years, and one of the things that we're launching today, which I'll talk about in a moment, is our new conveyancing inquiries guidance document, which I know some people in the room today have helped produce. So more on that in a moment.
Absolutely, we'll take a closer look at that shortly. But first off, Jo, we've got to ask the obvious question. You're now working in the estate agency world. What made you go over to the dark side?
Yeah, and a lot of lawyers do ask me that. So after 30 years, I just mentioned my health issues, pivoted to be a health coach. And then while I'm building up that business, I decided to help out at North Residential. But I was really surprised by how much I love it. As I was working in the law, I began to become aware that problems, focuses, stresses in the property transaction, there's not really one side or the other's fault. It's a lack of collaboration and communication. I love the people side of the business, probably more than the actual legal side. So being with an agent now, I can work on the relationships, the emotional side, problem solving. And I like all that kind of thing as well. But I've also seen that the stresses that lawyers are facing and agents are facing, it's really stressful time, so that feeds into my health coaching work as well.
Amazing. And have there any been a kind of, what's been the biggest eye-openers for you since you started to work in the agency world?
Well, the biggest eye-opener for me is that agents actually care, and they are so busy behind the scenes holding deals together. I think I was guilty, as a lot of lawyers are, in underestimating the role of an agent holding a tricky chain together. We have to deal with client expectations, the emotional side, as well as the property issues. What I have realised is that clients have a filter often when they're talking to lawyers. There's no filter when they're talking to agents. We get it in the neck. But also, unfortunately, a lot of lawyers don't have a filter when they're talking to agents. So that can be something that we can work on. So, yeah, the overlap that a client deals with, the stress of the legal system, and they're moving their home, they're moving their lives. It's a really important time of their lives.
Yeah, absolutely. And I understand as well that you're also working with some local conveyancers with regards to streamlining the process a bit more. What does that entail so far as you guys are concerned?
Yes, so I'm working closely with a couple of firms of lawyers, ones in the audience. We all realise that things will work better if we're all pulling in the same direction. So we're taking really practical steps. So we're setting agreed service levels. Expectations on both sides. It's not just lawyer bashing, it's what lawyers can expect from agents as well. About communication. For example, one firm I'm working with, they like to have a weekly meeting, so I phone them every Wednesday. And we go through all the matters we've got on together, look at pinch points, talk in a really collaborative, practical way about how to solve issues, and then we can go back and communicate to our clients effectively. Another firm, the lady hates that, so she just says email me, weirdly, so I just blast her with emails and she's quite happy to reply. So it's all about getting to know the firm, managing expectations, so we can build trust and collaboration.
And I think also quite often agents are more than happy to get involved with that process, aren't they? There's certainly jobs that they can take off, ringing up and down the chain, whatever it might be.
Yes. Give your agent a job. Seven property chain, you're not going to know what's going on either end necessarily beyond your buyers and sellers. So ask your agent, or a good agent will actually do it without being asked. We can go up and down the chain, find out exactly what's going on. Then we can keep that channel of communication open. Also, managing agents, it's a really big problem at the moment. We can take the pressure off and start to nag the managing agents. Even beginning of the transaction, if I get an update and it's the second week running that you're still waiting for clients' instructions, well, we can help. We can just make sure, are they worried about the forms? Do they need some help? One thing I would ask, though, to help us, the agent side, please copy us in on pertinent communication. I know I can understand the inquiry side, but if there's something in particular that's going wrong and you're to-ing and fro-ing with the other lawyer, just copy the agent in so we've got an idea. And the other thing is, I'm amazed how many clients come into my office clutching their email from their lawyer and they don't really understand what's going on. I had a chap the other day who was really worried that someone had decided to break the chain, so I had to explain it was a good thing. So just try and cut down the legalese, have an eye on that.
A lot of this is coming down to communication, isn't it?
It's all about communication, yeah.
Which is when, obviously, whenever you look at the complaints against lawyers or agents, more often than not, it's just anchored not in the quality of the legal work that's been delivered, but actually the communication.
So, it is.
Easier said than done there.
Absolutely.
So I absolutely have quite professional interest in the whole concept of upfront information, material information. We've obviously already talked this morning about the trading standards guidance being withdrawn. What approach does North Residential now take with regards to MI?
Yeah, that was a bit of a curveball. Well, the trading standards guidance may have been withdrawn, but obviously the legislation's still there, and we've still adhered to the principle of transparency. Key material information up front helps reduce fall-throughs, manages expectations. So we work very closely with the legal side to find out what's appropriate and reasonable to tell people up front, and that's something that we want to be working more on. I think it's really really important that we don't get it wrong, and so that we can have good relationships with lawyers and then steer clients to taking legal advice.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we always see it's a bit of a Venn diagram, material information and the legal information we gather as part of the process. There is quite a significant overlap there, isn't there? So,
One thing I would say, and it's really, really important, is to get clients to instruct you guys almost as soon as they sign on the dotted line with us. With onboarding, sorting out source of funds if there's an onward purchase, talking about that material information, finding any legal issues up front, starting to solve them. If we can do all that before an offer is made, it will make the process so much simpler.
Brilliant. And Vicky, over to you, this concept of being instructed much earlier in the transaction pre-offer, is that something that you guys engage with?
Absolutely. I think it's really important. The sooner any conveyancer can get involved, the better, really. And I think we should all embrace that. Obviously, it's not always easy getting clients on board. The complete culture shift with how we work is not going to be a simple thing to do. But we've got some agents already that really like that idea, that try and encourage clients to do it, that try and get us involved as early as we can, and it just takes so much time off the process. It's really useful.
And I think we're now starting to see the stats come through, aren't we, with the various pilots that we've seen, and they have such a substantial impact on reducing fallout rates and timescales, often by in excess of a third. It seems a bit, again, as you say, the quintessential no-brainer, really. And certainly the statistics that we gather in our app, the Homeowner's Passport, does look at issues which are in the title deeds. And they can be quite revealing and help inform why possibly we should all be engaging with this. So 51% of properties that we provide services on have a restricted covenant in the deeds. 15% of a non-charge-related restriction and non-form A. 6% have a short lease, and 68% have had some building work carried out. So whichever the section is in the TA6 about alterations, we're having to deal with things there. So being on the front foot and having visibility of that, in our view, gives the lawyers the ability to be on the front foot, and also to be potentially offering title fix services to clients as well. We're seeing that happen more and more now as well. Vicky, any other kind of hints and tips from the collaboration side of things, any tools which you guys are using with the agents that you work with that can help streamline transactions?
I think, again, it's all about communication, isn't it, for everybody. It's communicating with your agent, it's communicating with all the other people as well. Obviously, something I'm passionate about is conveyancer communication as well, not seeing each other as anything other than part of the team who are going to help each other out. We're all in it together. Estate agents, conveyancers, all of the other stakeholders as well. So communication is definitely the way to go. Clear, jargon-free, like you said. Open communication in whatever format is best for you. That will look different for different agents, for different conveyancers. That's a conversation to be had, how that communication looks. But if you don't communicate, then things are never going to work very well.
Indeed, and one of the big bottlenecks and challenges around all of that, I think, can be certainly post-offer handling inquiries, which is my very ham-handed segue into talking about. Mark had a document, I have got a document as well, which is the new GRACE guidelines for managing inquiries. We do love a good acronym, don't we, I think, us conveyancers. So GRACE stands for Guidance for Raising Appropriate Conveyancing Inquiries. And I think if we can press a button, then we will have a QR code if you want to have a quick look by scanning the QR code at the new guidance note. So, Vicky, I think this has been kind of your brainchild. What prompted you to produce this document?
The document's been around in a similar format for me for quite a few years. It's something we were using internally to help train new staff and junior staff coming into conveyancing, also for firms, staff at other firms who have maybe joined us, so we could have our consistent way of dealing with things at Switch. And then realising that actually other firms didn't have something similar, I approached Rob and asked if this is something he would like to support, that we could try and make more general so that everybody could use it. And then some of the Bold legal group members, some of which are in the room today, have been really helpful in helping me turn the original draft into what it is today. So yeah, the QR code there will enable you to download that from the website. Some of you have seen it before, some of you might have seen an earlier draft. It's not in a final form either. What we'd really like you all to do is engage with it, have a look at it, give us some feedback, hints, tips, everything you'd like added. Just start the conversation, really. It's all about communication, collaboration. Hopefully this is the starting point of that conversation.
And how do you hope this might evolve over the coming months as you kind of work with the profession and get the feedback? I guess having support and endorsement from organisations such as the Law Society or the Conveyancing Association or the SLC would be incredibly helpful.
Yeah, we'd absolutely love that. So we have already started to approach some of the stakeholders to tell them what we're doing and see if they would be willing to support the document. Some of them have already fed back in and made suggested changes as well, and we'd really like them to kind of endorse that and maybe bring it forward to other members of the profession that aren't here today, spread the word more widely about it. So we absolutely would love that. And there's some areas in the document where there's not a lot of information, particularly leasehold. We'd really love feedback on things we can add to it.
Amazing. And Joe, turning to you, what are your thoughts on what will estate agents think about the new GRACE guidance?
I think they'll love it. I really like the flow chart. I remember as a lawyer, I spent many happy evenings with agents, beer, pizza, and a nice PowerPoint presentation on what the legal process involves. So anything like that to make it them more aware. But I think more than anything, it's a shift in mindset from combative to collaborative. So if you've got two firms using the GRACE principles, I think it will run more smoothly. So agents will really appreciate that. just the fact that we're all sort of working more in a collaborative fashion.
Absolutely. I think that was one of the parts of the guidance which jumped out at me. If you've got it open, you will see, I think it's probably on page 2 or 3, there is a flow chart, which I think is going to be incredibly helpful for estate agents, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who, you know, may be chasing for progress and just be told waiting for inquiries, that they actually can see, well, actually, should we be addressing these inquiries in the first place?
Yes.
And I think, again, to your point earlier about give an agent a job, and it was the slogan for the day. But also there's the section at the end, which is all the useful links. Obviously, there's quite a lot of inquiries which we can be finding answers to ourselves by using online sources rather than sending an inquiry through. And I'm sure that's something which agents are going to find useful, to have that as a list of resources as well.
Yeah, they certainly will. It's very frustrating for an agent having to manage clients' expectations and their emotions.
Yeah.
And if they can understand about the inquiries, it will really help.
Yeah. Amazing, fantastic. So any kind of top tip, one tip that you would give the audience today to take home with regards to the collaboration? How can we be working together more effectively that our attendees today can take back to their offices that you guys are doing on a day-to-day basis that you've really found makes the difference?
One tiny little thing, CC the agents.
CCing the agents.
I did take a straw poll of what lawyers could do, and it's that. Simple.
Amazing. Vicky?
Yeah, I think communication generally, absolutely copying the agents in, picking up the phone to the agents when you've got a problem. We find the agents we work with are really willing to help and willing to go the extra mile for us. So if we have an issue, it's maybe not so much a legal issue, maybe something to do with the client's emotions or something practical, the agents are always on hand and willing to help. So they're our first point of call. They're brilliant, the ones we work with.
And I think certainly from my perspective, what we've seen with regards to how material information has been evolving over the course of like 18 months or so, absolutely getting the lawyers instructed on day one rather than waiting until the point of offer makes a huge difference for the lawyer to be able to have visibility of the potential issues which are coming down the line. In our experience, makes a huge difference. So I think we've got a few minutes now to hand over to you guys if you have any questions you'd like to ask our panel today at all.
David again. Thank you, David. You're reliable.
David Bridge, Kiteleys again. With Grace, I mean, obviously I haven't had a chance to read it, but I have actually managed to download it, which is quite an impressive achievement for me. How do you envisage it working in terms of, is it something you expect or you think or you're hoping solicitors will send to other conveyancers or conveyancers send to other solicitors? Sorry, I got the term wrong and I didn't mean to. But conveyancers send to each other and say, I'm not doing it because of this. Or how are we going to get that message out to them? Because many have tried and so far nobody's succeeded. The conveyancing protocol is supposed to apply between conveyancing association things. The CQS is supposed to apply between CQS registers. And yet we're still here needing another one.
That's a really good question. Getting it out there, I think, is the big issue, and we're working on what we can do with that, getting endorsement from third parties, getting endorsement from firms, conveyancing associations, CLC, Law Society, all of those things. I don't necessarily see it as a document you would probably forward to another conveyancer to say we're complying with it, although if people wanted to do that and see what the feedback is, if somebody wants to trial doing it that way, I don't think there's any fixed rules, really, because it's so new and we don't know exactly how it's going to work and people are going to embrace it. So what I'd just like everybody to do is just give it a go, have a read, have a think. It's more really about what inquiries you raise rather than you replying to them. But obviously when you are getting lots of inquiries on a conveyancing transaction, maybe some of those, Grace might say, aren't appropriate. How you word that, I think that'll be something that develops over time, and it might be going forwards that firms, maybe on panels or firms that work together regularly, might come to an agreement and say, yeah, we are going to comply with the Grace principles, or people might put it in their initial letter. It's just too early, really, to see how it's going to work. So that's why we need to launch this. We need to get you all on board. Hopefully, you will see it will be useful. Hopefully a lot of people are doing it all already. There's nothing complex in it. There's nothing difficult. It's all common sense things that we are doing. It complies with the Conveyancing Association protocol, it complies with the CQS, but it is going to be a bit of time to get that out there, get people used to using it. Yeah.
I'll certainly be promoting it through the BLG bulletins, and I imagine David OP hopefully will run it in today's conveyancer. And if you haven't been able to download a copy now, if you email me, I'll send you a hard copy, a PDF, so you can have a look at it. Obviously, as Vicky said, we'd like some feedback on it. It's an evolving document. We just hope that firms in the future say, yes, we adopt GRACE, and that's the way we work with inquiries.
And certainly we'll be doing the same thing in our homeowner's passport, which is where the agents will come in. So that will give visibility to the agents around the inquiries, which the lawyers will subsequently be dealing with. And again, it's just around, as you say, I think, Vicky, getting it in front of people. But there's a nice little short QR code there, right, that easily could go out with a contract pack, wouldn't it, to say this is, we will accept, obviously accept inquiries, but in line with the GRACE protocol. But we'll see where we end with that.
I'm glad Josh jumped off the stage and not me, because I'd have bad knees by now.
Very impressive, Josh. I'm Rosemary Farman. I'm from North Norfolk, and I was interested in what you say about encouraging estate agents to get involved in the process earlier, because I've been trying to get our local agents to give their clients a copy of the TA6 and the fittings and contents form and say, take this home, fill it in. And I've had a complete lack of interest in doing that. So I wonder whether there needs to be some way that we can actually, you know, push it more with agents to say, look, this is what the clients have got to fill in. The sooner you give it to them, the sooner they can get that filled in, think about it, and that sort of thing. So it's more of a comment as to how we push that out. Thanks, Josh.
Yes, I think if we can get lawyers, instructors at the same time as agents, we can all work together. Wouldn't that be a thing? So the client feels supported by their lawyer and their agent, and we can start... Well, just to work better together. I mean, my ultimate goal is that we have lawyers, instructors straight away. We get everything sorted out. So by the time you have an offer, I'll issue the memorandum of sale and the contract can be issued the next day. So you've shaved 2 or 3 weeks off a transaction time. And from my experience, just in the short time I've been doing agency work, I've noticed that people's emotions start to go like this from the moment the offer is accepted, because then they've got something to lose. So the sooner we're all on board and filling the forms in, the better.
Agreed, and I think absolutely would second that. Well, what a great approach, and I would say please keep trying. Certainly we work with plenty of agents that are very happy to use the TA6, which we use for material information purposes, by the way, as well, on the basis then that obviously is going to be suitable for the conveyancing process too. But there are other agents who can have elements of nervousness about it, in our experience. You know, if it's revealing, we talked about the right of way going through the land not being immaterial information. Absolutely, our experience is sometimes agents can have a sense of nervousness about, okay, well, this is a conveyancing matter, which just tracks back to what we've just been saying, yeah. That the solution to that is to be offering, to be supporting their clients, to be completing those forms earlier in the process. What that looks like with regards to retain it, that's kind of up for every law firm and agent at the moment, I think, to come up with that. But I think we are nudging towards hopefully having some clearer standards for the industry on what that should look like in practice. But great, brilliant.
We've got one more question.
Just really quickly, as somebody who received a heart-sinking 99 inquiries yesterday, I really welcome this, and I think this really does need to be taken on board. It is going to be tricky, because you can't just answer something and saying, refer to the seller, I'm not answering this, because that's not going to do your client any good, because they'll just start saying, well, you've not answered all the inquiries, have you? But I think the question I had was the collaboration with the estate agents needs to be both ways. I've had lots of experiences recently where estate agents seem to be negotiating things and not bothering to tell me. And actually, I might have had a different view. Yeah. And the seller's gone off and done stuff, and I'm saying, why have you done that?
Just,
oh, I was asked
street.
You by the estate agent. And I'm thinking that they do occasionally need to talk to the lawyers.
Yes. Oh, well, absolutely. It's a two-way street. I can see it exactly from both sides of the fence. And it's really, and the grass is not greener on either side. We have good conveyancers and bad conveyancers, good agents and bad agents.
That's good timing again. Thank you. Well, there's obviously a long way to go, but let's adopt it. Let's look at it and encourage more of this, I think. So.